Hello, we the Arcturians welcome you to the third section of the Arcturian Ascension Process. In the first section, we talked more about your connection to the Earth. And in the second section, we talked about your emotions and your greater sense of family, which included the Great Mother Gaia. In this section, we shall talk about your thoughts and emotions and sense of self. Self being your personal self, self being your human self, self being your planetary self, and how your sense of self combines with your emotions, which combines with your thoughts to create your consciousness. We wish to remind you that all of you are beautiful, multidimensional beings. And within your expanded multidimensional nature, you have many states of consciousness. And your thoughts, your emotions, and your sense of self derive from that state of consciousness. When you were young, and you were still dependent on others to care for you, your state of consciousness was not yet independent. Perhaps it was not yet even individual. You might have seen yourself as a member of your family. As you grew up into adulthood, the mores of your third-dimensional reality taught you that now you were fully an individual, and now you have individual consciousness. That individual consciousness over time and responsibility and love grew into a group consciousness in which you began to feel that you were not just dependent on others, and not just independent, but you became to realize that you were dependable to others and dependable to yourself. And as this progress continued, you found that yourself was not just your human form, that yourself was much more. You realized that, yes, you are an individual, but you are an individual who is a component of many others. First, the component might have been your family and your best friends. Then, as your consciousness expanded, then you began to realize that your consciousness was something more. You began to realize that there was a collective consciousness. Take a moment now and tune into the collective consciousness of everyone else who is listening to this radio show at this time, as well as everyone else who will ever listen to this radio show at any time. For once you move into the collective consciousness, you have moved beyond the limitations of separation of your third-dimensional reality. And you know, since there is no separation, since you are all one huge collective consciousness, you know there is no space. There is no space that divides you, for your consciousness is not a thing. Your consciousness is your thoughts, your emotions, the projection of yourself out into the world. And those thoughts and emotions and projections of self intermingle and overlap with every other person within your time, within your space, and beyond. For now, you have moved out of that third-dimensional bubble of your earth vessel, of your physical body, and moved in to your fourth dimensional astral body, your finer body, your aura, your astral body, which moves into your emotional body, your mental body, your causal body, and your spiritual body, and the body of your great I Am Presence. You are all of these bodies, and not just you. Everyone within the collective consciousness, whether or not they know they are within a collective consciousness, all have all of those frequencies of body and all of those frequencies of consciousness and much more. With this realization that you are part of a collective, then you realize that this collective is not limited to human beings. You realize that this collective is everything, every person, every place, every animal that is on and within and around the body of Gaia. It is at this point that your consciousness has expanded into planetary consciousness. You know that your physical earth vessel is made of the same elements that makes up the body of Gaia. You know inside your soul that you are the planet, and the planet is you. It is at this point that your consciousness makes a very large shift. For now, your responsibility is not just to yourself, to your family, to your job, to your neighborhood. Your responsibility is beyond your state, beyond your country, beyond your nation. Your responsibility is to the entire planet. For again, within this expanded consciousness, those elements of time and space and separation no longer apply. Furthermore, the third dimensional polarities of you and me and good and bad and love and fear, pretty and ugly and smart and dumb, no longer apply. For we are all one now, and all of us have all of these experiences at some point in our life. That is why all of us, that includes us, the Arcturians. For we must remind you that there are many of us that are holding forms at this time. There are many of all the members of our great galactic family who are holding earth vessels at this time. This is a very special time, and many brave members of our star systems, of our star nations, and of our united galactic realities, our galactic federations, our galactic unity, for all of us have a consciousness that has moved into the fifth dimension and beyond, has moved beyond the polarities of the third dimension and beyond the polarities, even though they are less intense, but beyond the polarities of the fourth dimension as well. And this, our beloved ones, is what you are in the process of doing right now. As you expand your consciousness to embrace your light body, the light body that is right now overseeing your every thought, your every emotion, constantly reminding you that you are light body, that within your great multidimensional self, there are so many expressions of your consciousness. Within the expression of your galactic consciousness, which is a natural progression from your planetary consciousness. Within your galactic consciousness, you are more than just a planet. You are more than just a solar system. You are this beautiful galaxy. This entire galaxy is yours to journey, to visit, to become with the power of your great multidimensional thought. Your multidimensional thought is your own light. It is a multidimensional light that you take into your being, and it moves through your body and lights all the synapses of your physical form. So all of these synapses, all of these neural networks of your third dimensional form are returning to their true fifth dimensional light, while they are also maintaining your third dimensional, second and first dimensional form. For you are a multidimensional being. And you are on the cusp now of expanding your consciousness into your fifth dimensional self. Within your fifth dimensional self, even the galaxy is too small. Within your fifth dimensional self, you yearn to visit the entire cosmos. And you know that there are fragments of yourself, there are expressions of yourself all over the greater universe. For you are so much more than the earth vessel who was listening at this moment. You are so much more than the earth vessel, which is this small fragment of your consciousness is holding. As you transmute your consciousness, you transmute your physical form. And as you transmute your physical form, you transmute that which your form is made of, the earth, air, fire, and water, which is inside of your body, which is your body. Within your elements of earth, air, fire, and water, there is also the fourth dimensional elementals of earth, which is the gnomes, air, which is the sylphs, fire, which is the salamanders, and water, which is the undines. All of these fourth dimensional elementals live within your physical form, live within your aura, which is wider, taller, and surrounds your physical form at the same time that it penetrates every atom, every cell. Therefore, the elementals which are assisting you to live within your form, these elementals are assisting you to be able to accept the multidimensional light through your aura. And they are assisting you to allow this aura to enter into your form. Because these beautiful elementals are fourth dimensional, they are not bound by your physical time or your physical space. Therefore, they move through your body, into your body, out your body, and out into the greater body of Gaia. It is through the movement of these elementals that you constantly and consistently impress yourself onto the planet. It is through these fourth dimensional elementals that your thoughts, your emotions, your consciousness, the fire of your spirit, all of them come together within the body of Gaia. We invite you now to step out of your physical form, to step out of the physical form of Gaia, and to return to your true self of pure consciousness. Imagine now that you are your breath. And as you inhale a breath, feel that breath come into your body and into your heart. And feel how it circulates around within your form. And now, inhale once more and have a long exhale. And imagine that your consciousness is just like that air that you have exhaled out through your mouth or through your nose. Your body is still there. There is still oxygen. Just as your consciousness is still in your body, you are still alive, but a part of your body is about to have the experience of being pure consciousness. Allow your consciousness to slowly float. And it might move to the right and then move to the left. It may seem to rise up and then to float down. It may move in ever-expanding circles or move straight up into the atmosphere. And from this consciousness, this pure consciousness that you are, you look down and you see your physical body getting smaller and smaller. And then the place, the building in which you were in, is getting smaller and smaller. And the neighborhood is smaller, the state smaller. As you move further, further up into pure consciousness, the nation, the hemisphere, the continent, planet, smaller and smaller. And then you are within a cloud of light. You feel that cloud of light and know that it is filled with consciousness of others. It is all of the consciousness that surrounds Gaia. It is all of the consciousness of all of your galactic family that surrounds Gaia. Within your consciousness, you move through higher and higher expressions of the third dimension, to higher and higher expressions of the fourth dimension, to the threshold of the fifth dimension. And you experience many ships, many starships of beautiful light. All of them are filled with your star family. Feel how we are supporting you. Feel how we send you love. How we send such admiration, for you are such courageous beings. You are remembering who you are. You are holding your light. You are remembering yourself in the midst of an ever-growing chaos. Reach out in your consciousness and allow those to whom you feel the closest to extend their consciousness to you. Allow your imagination to show you a higher expression of yourself. Allow your imagination to expand your consciousness to the place in which you can see yourself as a beautiful fifth-dimensional being. Are you in the starship? Are you in several starships? Are you floating around as pure consciousness? Do you have a form on a different planet, in a different galaxy? Are you waiting on fifth dimensional Earth, waiting for the rest of you to come home? To it, to you, to your great multidimensional self. Imagine now what a wonderful reunion that is, for there is no time and space from where we are, so we will not speak of it in the future or in the past, for within the fifth dimension there is only now. We will not speak of it as here or there, for within the fifth dimension there is only here. It is where you are. It is your state of consciousness. And from this expanded state of consciousness, take a moment and allow yourself to imagine whatever beautiful form you may wish to experience. You could soar through the sky like a beautiful bird. You could be a dolphin or a whale in the great cosmic sea. You could be a cloud. You could be the actual starship. You could be a captain of a starship. You can experience and do experience whatever it is that your consciousness places its intention upon. Do you see how powerful you are? Feel that great power within. As you move back into your earth vessel, you feel that light coming back in with your breath as you inhale and back in to your heart as you exhale. Since there is no time, there is no space, since it is simply an illusion, choose to be here now. Here now, within the truth and beauty of your multidimensional self. Feel how you extend all the way into the core of Gaia's physical planet. Feel how you take an individual illusion of form, the illusion of an individual form, within your human body. Feel how that aura of that human body expands far beyond that form and intermingles and interacts with all the other person, places, people, and things in Gaia's world of the third dimension. Feel how your aura expands into the fourth dimension, and feel how you are pure consciousness. And with that pure consciousness, remain an awareness and connection to your physical form, while you also go directly to your fifth dimensional self, awaiting you in your chosen spot of return, home, home to yourself. And with that consciousness, connect. Connect your fifth dimensional being with your third dimensional expression. And feel how the heart, how the unconditional love of your fifth dimensional self slowly and steadily pulls you back into yourself. Feel how you, from your grounded place, surrender, fall into, relax into that who you have always been, a great multidimensional being. Blessings. Blessings on your return.